Here we are again. Can you think of a better place to be down here on earth? The best people on earth gathered to the name of the Lord. And we are the best. With all our faults, we're still the best people on earth. We're the Lord's people. Aren't you glad? Glad you're going to heaven? Amen. Thank the Lord. Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. Verse 7. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now he that ascended, what is it? But he also descended, first into the lower parts of the earth. He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above the heavens, that he might fill all things. He gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints in the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. And our text, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait. We continue our study on false teaching. We've already considered the Jehovah Witnesses. Last time we considered Christian Scientists, bearing in mind that they're neither Christian nor scientists. And tonight we want to look at what is known as humanism. And some of you will say, I never heard of it, but you know about it. Humanism is the idea that man doesn't need God, that there is no God, that man can take care of himself. Many years ago, when my second granddaughter was graduating from high school, they walked in singing their class song, I can do it. I can do it, I can do it. During the exercises, various people who were on the program were asked to speak. I can do it, I can do it. My name wasn't on the program. And suddenly they called on me to speak. Unprepared. No notice. What was I supposed to say? And I went up there and I said, your theme song is I Can Do It. I'm here to tell you, you can't do it without God. You may have everything in the world, and if you don't have God, you have nothing. And if you have nothing and you have God, you have everything. Oh my. You should see how those relatives looked at me. I spoiled the graduation. I told them that they needed God. When I got home, I said to my daughter, what happened? How did they get me on the program? She said, I put you on there. And I like what you said. But all those other people looked at me with a frown. He spoiled the graduation. He believes in God. Now, what is humanism that we're going to talk about? What is this humanism? Humanism is the religion that teaches faith in man and not faith in God. Man, spelled with a capital M, don't need God. Now, what does God think of this point of view? Psalm chapter 14. Chapter 10. Psalm chapter 10. These are the folks that say they don't need God. They don't believe in God. Psalm chapter 10, verse 4. The wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God. God is not in all of his thoughts. The wicked. Psalm 14. What does God think of these? You'll have to pardon me. I call them smart alecks. They think they're smart. What does God think of them? Chapter 14, Psalm, verse 1. The fool. Oh, my, my, my. That's what God thinks of them. There's no God. God says you're a fool. I remember a man in New York. He wasn't an assemblyman, but he was a preacher. And he was talking one day, and he said, he was talking about hell. And he said, if you don't believe there's a hell, you're a hell-bound fool. In those days, you had to tell it straight so that the people would understand. Psalm 53, verse 1. The fool says in his heart, there is no God. And you want to know who was the first humanist recorded in the Bible? The first one that thought there was no God and didn't believe in God? Exodus chapter 5. Exodus chapter 5. The first humanist recorded in the Word of God. Exodus chapter 5, verse 2. Pharaoh said, who is the Lord? Oh, my, my, my. That I should obey his voice and let Israel go. I know not the Lord, neither will I let Israel go. He was the first humanist recorded in the Bible. No God. Doesn't believe in God. Let me read for you a little bit of what the humanist has to say about himself. The object of supreme devotion and worship is not God. It is man with a capital M. You know any people like that? You may not know what humanism is, but you know that people believe this that I'm speaking. There is no longer a need for the educated man to believe in the existence of God. And we just read it. The fool says there is no God. And these people that go around preaching and saying there is no God, oh, they've gone to school, gone to the best colleges. You know what they are? Educated fools. That's what they are. Anyone that tells you there is no God and no need for God. Another thing about the humanists, they say there are no absolute rules by which we have to live. Man is the authority for himself. Man decides how he is to live and what he is to do. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 27. There are no rules. Man decides the rules. Deuteronomy 11, verse 27. A blessing, the Lord says, if you obey me. There are rules. Obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day. There are rules. There are divine principles. And men who refuse to obey them will see the terrible end. Let me go on. Oh, they don't believe the Bible. Oh, my. Oh, no, they don't believe the Bible. The belief that man was created by God out of his own experience is not to be held. Humans are responsible for what we are or what we will become. We don't need God. And this one, the promise of eternal salvation or fear of eternal damnation are illusory. There is no heaven and there is no hell. That's what this. But what does God say? They say there's no heaven and there's no hell. What does God say? Luke chapter 12. Luke chapter 12. They say there's no heaven and there's no hell. Luke chapter 12, verse 16. He, the Lord Jesus Christ, and by the way, do you know that the Lord Jesus Christ had more to say about hell than any other speaker in the Bible? And you will pardon me if I say, and he should know. And he had more to say about it than anybody else in the Bible. Luke chapter 12, verse 16. He spake a parable unto them, saying, this is the Lord Jesus that spake, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? Because I have more room, no room but to bestow my fruits. And he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns, build greater. There will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But, oh, I like those buts. Wherever you see a but, stop and look at it. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night shall thy soul be required of thee. Then whose things shall these be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself, and is not rich toward God. And he said unto his disciples, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for life what ye shall eat, neither for the body what ye shall drink. The life is more than meat, and the body more than raiment. Where did this man go? Where did the Lord say he went? He went to heaven. Chapter 16. The humanist says there is no hell. Chapter 16. Verse 19. There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. My, my, my. Rich and fared sumptuously. Well-dressed and plenty of good food. How do you feel about that, beloved? A rich man fed sumptuously every day. The best clothes and the best food and the best means of transportation. Now let's read on. There was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of sores, desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. My, my. Isn't that, can you imagine that? How would you like to be sick, lying on the street, and the dogs come and lick your sores? That's terrible. But we read on. It came to pass that the beggar died, and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man died also and was buried. And in hell, he lifted up his eyes. There is a heaven and there is a hell. Let's consider some of the truths about hell. What is hell like? What is going to be there? What is going to happen? What is hell like? my, here it is. A lake of fire. And there'll be no fire men to put the fire out, and there'll be no water to cool your tongue. A lake of fire. A place of everlasting punishment. Matthew 25:46. I've told you this one before, but I'm going to repeat it. A place where they will be tormented with fire and brimstone. Brimstone. The Lord has blessed me. You know, I've had some good teachers. Oh, I've had some big fellows. And I think of Dr. Harrell, biochemist. One day he lectured on the vitamins. Started on Monday and went through Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And he gave his last lecture on Friday. And one of the students raised his hand, Professor Harrell, can you give us any references where we can get some more information on the vitamins? And what do you think Professor Harrell said? Young man, I have told you all that I know, and there are no references. Nobody knows more about the subject than I do. Have you ever had a teacher like that? The man, the world's authority. 2 weeks later, Professor Harrell lectured to us. Showed us a stone. He said, gentlemen, there were no ladies in the class. This is brimstone. I'm going to put it in the fire and we'll lecture. And he lectured for 50 minutes. And he said, let's see what happened to the brimstone. And he took a tongue, took the brimstone out. See, brimstone does not burn. Oh, my. You know, that upset me. I said, Lord, something is wrong. Professor Harrell, if what he had was really brimstone, put it in fire for 50 minutes and didn't burn. I was upset. 2 weeks later, Professor Harrell invited a professor from Columbia University to come and lecture to us. I don't remember the professor's name. I don't remember what the professor talked about. I remember one thing. The professor said, you can make anything burn if you make the fire hot enough. And I jumped up. I said, that's it. That's the answer. In the class. You can make anything burn if you make the fire hot enough. The fire that Professor Harrell had wasn't hot enough. That's why the brimstone didn't burn. But in hell, it's going to burn. Aren't you glad you're not going there? Aren't you glad you're going to heaven? Hell, we read in Matthew 12, is a place where there is no repentance. Can't change your mind. By the way, now don't misunderstand me. Everybody in hell is a believer. That's why it's there. Everybody in hell is a believer. But too late. Too late. Now let me read for you some dying words of sinners. Let's see. Thomas Paine. You remember him? He wrote The Age of Reason. Oh, he hated God. He hated the Lord. He didn't believe in heaven. And he didn't believe in hell. And there he was dying. I would give worlds if I had them, if The Age of Reason had not been published. That's the book that he wrote. Oh, Lord, help me. Christ, help me. Stay with me. It is hell to be left alone. That's how he died. I had a Sunday school teacher, John Conway. Oh, he could preach the gospel. Took ill with appendicitis. Developed what we call peritonitis, became delirious. And I am told that he preached the gospel in his delirium and the nurses trembled. That's how a Christian dies. I was on the same ward when there was another man with the same illness, and he became delirious. And I can hear him now. Life, life, oh God, give me life. He's going to hell. Hell is real. Let me read you what some believers have said. More praise, help me to praise him. I have nothing to do. I am done with prayers and I'm dying. Many years ago, a brother visited us here. He was from Toronto, Canada. And his wife, Rosalind, was a dear sister of the Lord, like you sisters here. One thing she liked to do, she liked to entertain the believers. She liked to have them in her house. Oh, my. And could she cook? And she liked to have the believers. And Sister Rosalind lay on her bed and she was dying. She called her husband, her five children, closed her eyes, and said three times, "It's beautiful. It's beautiful. It's beautiful." And that was with her last breath. That's how believers die. Aren't you glad you're saved? Aren't you glad you're not going down to the burnings? And the Bible tells us in Revelation, the fire never goes out. There's no fire squad down there. The fire never goes out. I told you about these people that don't believe in God. Let me read for you their main message. It's called Invictus. You know, there's always this that you can note about these smart, unsaved men. They always use words that you don't know the meaning of. Have you ever noticed that? They always take words from a foreign language to confuse you. And this is the hymn of the humanists. Listen to it. Out of the night that covers me, black as the pit from pole to pole, I thank whatever gods may be for my unconquerable soul. Can you imagine a man saying that? He thanks God for his unconquerable soul. I, me, and mine. I can do it. I'm in charge. In the fell clutch of circumstance, I have not winced or cried. Under the bludgeoning of chance, my head is bloody, but unbowed. What pride! Beyond this place of wrath and tears looms but the horror of the shade, and yet the menace of the years finds me still unafraid. What pride! What pride! It matters not how straight the gate, how charged with punishment the scroll. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul. Can you imagine a man saying that? And that's what the humanist says. And beloved, pray for the president of this country. From all that I have been able to gather, he's a humanist. He doesn't believe in God. And that lady, the Secretary of State, she needs much prayer. Pray for her. In fact, pray for the whole cabinet there. Pray for the Congress. 99% of them don't believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't believe in a heaven or a hell. The humanist believes in evolution. The belief that man gradually emerged from lower forms of life over millions of years. Do you believe that? Professor Melanda, I told you I had some outstanding teachers. head of the Department of Biology. A strong evolutionist. And he told us life started in the water. And then these little animals in the water came on land. But he didn't explain why. In the water, you breathe with gills. On the land, you breathe with lungs. How did they get lungs? He never told us. And then these animals grew. And there was one little animal that looked up at a tree. And he saw some fruit there. And he wanted that fruit. So he grew a long neck and became a giraffe. Do you believe that? The first human being that could walk on 2 feet was known as, note the name, Pithecanthropus erectus. What does that mean? Oh my, that's supposed to, you see all us ignorant people, oh, he must be real smart. A word that big, Pithecanthropus erectus? He first learned to walk on 2 feet. Then after him came Cro-Magnon man. And after him came Piltdown man. He was a little more advanced. And after him came what we call Neanderthal man. You want to see a Neanderthal man? Go to New York City, Midtown. You'll see a lot of Neanderthal men. Professor Melander went up the tree. And who do you think was at the top of the tree? The blonde with blue eyes. And Professor Melander was blonde and had blue eyes. Where did that leave me? I was down there with the chimpanzees. Oh, but thank God for the truth of his word. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Psalm 100 and verse 3. Evolution. And those of you that are young, you're going to school, they're going to teach you a lot of evolution. You do what I did. Professor Melander would be lecturing, telling about this tree that man evolved on. You know what I said to myself? You fool. And that's what the Bible says. The fool says no, God. I never said it out loud. He might have thrown me out of the class if I did. Psalm 100, did I say? Verse 3. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. God has made us. God has created us. Now turn with me to Job chapter 10. Now I'm going to say something here which many of you will not understand, but take my word for it. Job chapter 10. Verse 10. Hast thou not poured me out as milk, curdled me like cheese? Thou hast clothed me with skin and flesh, and fenced the bones with sinews. Now that may not mean much to you, but do you know that that is what we call embryology? And this is the stages, these are the stages that man went through in the womb. And it's here in the Bible. You really want wisdom and knowledge? Read the book. It'll give you information on all the sciences. Galatians 1 and 15. Galatians 1 and 15. I have so many markers in my Bible, they all tend to fall out. Galatians 1 and 15. What do we read? When it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb, that's how you got separated from your mother's womb, God separated you, and called me to his grace. We are here because God separated us from the womb. Don't you let anybody tell you that this happened. God brought us into the world. And that's scientific, you know. That's really what happens. I don't know how you feel about what I'm talking about. But I tell you, I feel real good. Then the evolutionist and the humanist says, man creates God out of his own experience. Humans are responsible for what we are and what we become. No deity will save us. We must save ourselves. My. Can you imagine a human being saying that? I must save myself. No God can save me. And that's humanism. That's what the world teaches. I say again to those of you in school. They teach you these things. You have to answer the questions, but you don't have to believe them. I had a cousin. And she called me one day. She was at college level. She said, I took an exam today. I said, what subject? She said, biology. And she said, I'm very nervous. I said, what are you nervous about? Nothing hard about biology. There's a lot of nonsense. She said, I wrote at the end of the paper, I have answered the above questions according to the theory of evolution. But I want you to know that I do not believe in the theory of evolution. And she was nervous. I wonder what the teacher was going to say. The teacher returned her paper. And what do you think the teacher said? Underneath her note, neither do I. They know it's nonsense. They know that it's not true. And we are so glad that we believe in the true and living God. The incomparable God is our God. Isaiah 45, please. Isaiah 45. Isaiah 45, verse 5. I am the Lord. There is none beside me. There is no God beside me. Verse 18. Thus saith the Lord that created the heavens, God himself that formed the earth and made it, he that established it created it not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is none else. How do you like that, beloved? I am the Lord, and there is none else. Verse 22. Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. I am God, and there is none else. Aren't you glad you're saved? Anybody here sorry he's saved? The true and living God. The only true God. I'm just about finished. These people that say there is no God. You know what I find remarkable? If those same people would bow before the Lord and ask for salvation, he would save them. Can you imagine that? A man that says there is no God. A man that curses God, if he will bow before the Lord will save him. What love. What mercy. What a God we have. Now let me read you a little poem. A poem that I enjoy. I hope you'll enjoy it. For us believers, thus those of us who believe in God, the best is yet to come. Beloved, be encouraged. It may be hard, maybe, but the best is yet to come. So do not fret amid the stress of time. Listen to what the Lord does say, in glory we shall shine. Our time is coming. I could never boast of being good looking. That was never one of my characteristics. But you know that one day I'm going to be good looking? Did you know that? I'm going to look like the Lord. Can you look any better? Oh my. The best is yet to come. And Arthur Garnes is going to be good looking. Like you are. The best is yet to come, for Christ will come. And end the strife of sin. He'll hush the woes and quell the strife, and all will bow to him. The best yet to come beyond this veil of sorrow, tears, and woe. For he will wipe all tears away and conquer every foe. So rest thy heart in Jesus, the Lord. And watch for thee for him. For he will make thee like to him when thou his face shall see. The best is yet to come, beloved. The great people in this world don't believe in God. I pray daily for the president. I feel so sorry for him. I feel so sorry for his family. I feel so sorry for his cabinet members. Do you know what they need? They need God. He's trying to run this country and rule this country and reign without God. Can't be done. Impossible. And that is why we are told in the Word of God, pray for the powers that be. They really need it. I listen to the news every day. There's nothing but confusion. Confusion throughout Africa, Zimbabwe, Nigeria, Algeria, South Africa. Confusion. China. Confusion. Japan, war and confusion. Afghanistan, war and confusion. Pakistan, war and confusion. India, war. Wherever you... And you know there's war and confusion in this land? There are those in this land who, if they had their way, would kill every believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you believe that? That's true. But oh, we feel sorry for them. And as the Word tells us in Timothy, pray for the powers that be. They need it. Mr. Obama needs our prayers. Secretary of State Clinton needs our prayers. The members of the House of Congress, both the Senate and the House, need our prayers. The governors need our prayers. All those engaged in law enforcement need our prayers. They need us. I think I've said enough, haven't I? Glad you're going to heaven? 6:24, please. When we all get to heaven, oh my, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout victory. 6:24.